Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So for something a little bit different with our watch list, Dublin International Film Director Gráinne Humphreys and radio producer and broadcaster Eoin Sweeney are going to give us their recommendations for what's to come in TV and film over the next year. You are both very, very welcome to the show.
Good to see you.
Gráinne, let us start with you and the big stream, big screen. What's coming up in January? Because this is usually when we're
starting to look out for Oscars, hopefuls.
Yeah, I mean, this is the most wonderful time of the year, actually. You know, Christmas is Christmas, but January, February is the Oscar excitement. And it's brilliant because people, I think, you see them coming in and out of two or three screenings over a weekend, trying to pack in everything so that that Oscar, you know, as if you like, competition makes sense. So it's really exciting. I mean, a lot of these have been talked about already. So, I mean, people are very familiar with A Complete Unknown. Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan seems to be kind of suddenly, you know, exploding into the best actor competition. The Brutalist,
yes.
Yes, which is fantastic. Long but fantastic and passionate filmmaking.
Guy Pearce.
Yeah. But it's Brady Corbett. It's an epic film about a kind of, you know, an origin story. It's about an architect, a visionary. And it's a film that takes its time to kind of just build out
the
power.
Talk to me about Nicole Kidman and
Baby Girl. Yeah, Baby Girl is one of those things you kind of watch through your hands because you're kind of going, I can't be watching this. And I watched it beside a friend of mine who's particularly squeamish.
It's not the kind of gender equality
It's an office romance that goes bad. But it's definitely pushing out there. I mean, I think Nicole Kidman, who does about 18 or 19 films a year at this stage. I mean, what's really interesting about this
She is quite extraordinary.
She's pushing the boundaries. She really is. And Harris Dickinson, who plays the young man in that dynamic, you know, it's a boundary crossing. It's really going to be the one that we'll all be talking about.
I think she is a really, really, really interesting actor. Eoin, we have some very exciting new Irish shows coming up for 2025. Irish version of The Traitors, which we mentioned earlier in the context of our next presidential election, and a new Marion Keyes project.
That's true. We'll start with the latter. Then the Walsh Sisters is due to, well, it's going to be a while now, but there's a lot of anticipation. It's just got into production. Six-part series based, of course, on Marion Keyes' all-conquering Walsh Sisters series. That's the likes of Watermelon, Rachel's Holiday, Angels, etc., etc. So it's being filmed in Dublin. You've got the five sisters. You've got Anna, Rachel, Maggie, Claire and Helen. You've got their 20s. You've got their 30s. You've got their loves, their heartbreaks, their addictions, etc., etc. It's going to be huge. There's plenty of money going into it. And obviously we're in a good period, Dervil, for Irish homegrown and home shot dramas and dramedies and comedies and whatnot. So expect good things. It won't even be the autumn. I'd say it'll be after that. By the time we see it, but who knows? It's the big ticket item this year.
And what about, obviously, the big ticket item globally has been The Traitors, an Irish version of that. Are you looking forward to it?
I am, and I have to say, because Siobhan McSweeney, watch out, Siobhan McSweeney's in, including the great pottery throwdown, who knew? Obviously, most famous is Sister Michael, the role that made her, if you like, in Derry Girls. This is, again, as you say, it's another big ticket item for RTE for 2025. It's a well-established format. She's really good casting. You think of Alan Cumming and kind of, you know, the first in the US, for example. There's such intrigue. I think it'll be interesting. We like watching ourselves on screen. We like kind of seeing that, you know, kind of who's going to betray who. You know, you've got the faithfuls, you've got the traitors, you know, people being offed in each episode, etc. Not literally, obviously. And a €50,000 prize up for grabs. I mean, what's not to love, Dervil?
Yeah, and what is not to love? I'm going to, Gráinne, I want to bring you in just on a couple of Oscar-winning directors. Speaking of the Oscars, Parasite's Bong Joon-ho is back with a sci-fi film.
Mickey 17, which has been delayed for a long, long time. So kind of building up, I suppose, the sort of expectations. Aliens. It's Robert Pattinson. It's about expendable clones on an interstellar mission to colonize a new planet. So that could be anything. You know, that's sci-fi. But it is the man who did Parasite. And, you know, this is really one of the great, great directors. And Robert Pattinson, I'd say this is Cannes. I'd say this is going to be one of those summer kind of, launches. And then, as I said, like kind of leading out, hopefully, the Oscar campaign for 26.
We were just listening before you joined us to Cillian Murphy lulling us all to sleep. Yes. Will he be back?
He is back in 28 years later, which is Danny Boyle, Alex Garland are back with Jodie Whittaker, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, who's in everything, and Ralph Fiennes and Cillian Murphy back to the wonderful. I mean, that was one of the great, great discovery and surprises was Cillian Murphy in 28 Days Later.
And Owen, as well as horrendous people betraying each other, we love horrendous rich people. White Lotus is back for a third season.
Yeah, there's a couple of, I kind of did little subheadings here of what's coming up in terms of the small screen for 2025 and the returning category, such as I've dubbed it. There's three that I've highlighted, and White Lotus is probably top of everyone's list. This is the third season. We've just had a trailer. Jason Isaacs is in this. Natasha Rothwell's returning. We're off to Thailand this time. I mean, where were we? We were in Hawaii in season one in the first White Lotus resort where everything was going a bit crazy. We were in Sicily for for series two. Now it seems we're off to Thailand, and you know, you can imagine the kind of the stress management meditations at a White Lotus resort in Thailand, and the cast that includes, as I say, Jason Isaacs, Carrie Coon, Leslie Bibb, Michelle Monaghan, Patrick Schwarzenegger. The list goes on and on and on. It'll be a lot of kind of rich people doing very silly things, and we'll enjoy it greatly.
It's brilliant, growing you. The kooky Columbo style detective series Poker Face is back for a second run, but it's Poker Face director Rian Johnson who's going to be back on the screen with a new installment, which I cannot wait.
Yes, with Andrew
Scott.
With Andrew Scott. It's not until I think the other end of the year though, so you're going to have to wait.
Will they be able to get a hat trick out of this?
I've spent the Christmas watching
the Christmas.
Those films. No, I've spent the Christmas.
Dubliners can't say
Death
Christmas.
On the Nile.
It is the Christmas.
But it's Death on the Nile. I've watched all the Agatha Christies. We just love. I mean, Hercule Poirot is on wall to wall. So I think the Knives Out has us all kind of, you know, ready to go. And I think what's great fun is Daniel Craig looks like he's having so much fun.
Yeah.
Everyone in it looks like they're really enjoying it. And when those films are made well and they really enjoy themselves and the audience can kind of spot the kind of, you know, the gaps and the potential kind of like red herring, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's fantastic.
Watch our Toy Story, a big, big franchise coming along. Oh, and can I bring you back, speaking of sort of big franchises or things that have run for a long time, next year we'll see some of those big franchises coming to an end. Stranger Things and The Handmaid's Tale are both going to draw to a close.
Yeah, season 5 of Stranger Things on Netflix. It's hard to believe. It's coming to an end, I suppose, and the children that were are now entering adulthood.
How many seasons did Stranger Things get? Reached.
This is what it's done for, and this is number 5. So it's introduced. If it did nothing else, Dermot, it brought Winona Ryder back to the public consciousness, which can only be a good thing, and for which we should always be thankful. Millie Bobby Brown's career was made, obviously, kind of as being 11, the star, the fulcrum around which everything turns, I suppose, in the kids' world. And it lovingly recreated that kind of that 1980s aesthetic that we all grew up with, and I think that's fair to say of the three of us. So it is coming to a conclusion sometime this year on Netflix. The last episode, no spoilers, etc., but obviously the kids and there's the parallel universe of the Upside Down. The last episode apparently is called The Right Side Up, so one would imagine we might have a suitable denouement at the end of this, which will make sense of everything. And as you say, The Handmaid's Tale season 6 is coming out this year as well, Elizabeth Moss, and as parallels are rather heavily drawn between it and contemporary United States politics. It debuted back in 2017, the first year of the first Trump presidency, and it's concluding
and
in 2025 in the first year of the second Trump presidency. So draw from that what hastily kind of heavy-handed parallels you want to allude, but there you go. And I'm glad you mentioned Poker Face, by the way. My favourite series of last year is returning, as you say, with Rian Johnson and the wonderful Natasha Lyonne.
The two of you are in agreement on that, Grania?
Absolutely. But I'm conscious that we haven't really touched on some of our Irish talent, except for maybe Cillian. So I'm just going to throw in, I'm sorry to everybody who I've given a copy of Ballymena Ballad of a Small Player, which is a Lawrence Osborne book. It's been made into a film by Edgar Berger, the guy behind Gonclave, with Colin Farrell, is about a gambler in Macau. It's brilliant. So that's going to be coming, as I said, through in the summer. The Bride, Maggie Gyllenhaal and Jesse Buckley remaking Bride of Frankenstein. Wonderful, wonderful animation called Flow, which is brilliant, which you hopefully will feature in the Oscars and come out in March. And then one that I think we can't not include, which is Saipan, which will be Steve Coogan and Ina Hardwick. But yes, to reignite that argument all over again, and this time with two great actors.
Equally, one of the shows probably be is equally divisive all over again. Owen, tell us about two new shows that you are going to be looking forward to: Zero Day and Your Friends and Neighbours.
Zero Day is an interesting one. Again, I suppose it's not so subtle, just reading the blurb. But again, I haven't seen any of these because this is for February. It's for Netflix. It's Robert De Niro, Lizzie Kaplan, Dan Stevens and Angela Bassett. That's a hell of a cast, to be fair. But the premise is as follows. An esteemed former US president is put in charge of an investigation into a terrorist attack.
Steamed or esteemed?
Nobody knows. Esteemed, not steamed. Although, you know, you never know with the CGI these days. He's in charge of investigating a terrorist attack, as yet unnamed here. But nobody knows said president is suffering cognitive decline. Lizzie Kaplan plays, I guessing, a broadly drawn kind of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez sort of congressperson. Dan Stevens plays the egregious Ben Shapiro-like character. And of course, Derville, there is a more than capable, in fact, inspiring, you might describe her as, black female US president incumbent, played by Angela Bassett.
And Joan Allen as well, in her first on-screen role. In several years as well. So look, as always, we have run out of time. There is so much to look forward to there. My thanks to Owen Sweeney and to Grainne Humphreys for all of their recommendations today. And just to say, we're going to play out with a final song, but you can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show was produced by producer Ilish O'Shea. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Mary Elizabeth Bruton was the broadcast coordinator and Ruth Kennington was in sound. Stay tuned for this week with Justin McCarthy. But to play you out, Cork's finest, Cian DeCroix, is headlining the New Year's Festival in Dublin that starts tomorrow and runs until January the 1st. And we're going to leave you today with Cian DeCroix's I'll Be Waiting.